Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, last Friday, there was a roundtable and field tour near Argusville with Senator John Hoeven and USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. During the roundtable discussion, Bill Northey talked about what might be available for aid for farmers with the devastation from the weather that's happened this fall.
I've heard it several times. Certainly heard it from your leadership, but heard it from you as well. This is unprecedented. Most of our programs are not written for times like these. They're written for normal times. And so they don't sometimes work just the way they should when we have such abnormalities as you know, we're not supposed to be harvesting soybeans in November. It's just not supposed to happen. We're not supposed to have to wonder about leaving sugar beets till spring and what it does to next year's crop. And we're not supposed to have saturated soil when it freezes. The conversations about the concerns about flooding next spring and what next year is going to bring, let alone the financial impact of this year. So help us understand what we need to do. Some things we'll have room to be able to address. Some things that may not work as well. Everything that we're doing, and for those outside of agriculture, it may sound like there's a lot of pieces here that are moving and everybody's going to be made whole. Nobody's going to be made whole. Nobody would rather have this than the crop or whatever you get of the crop that's out here. And we know that. But our efforts are to do as much as we can to be able to help get you through to next year and be able to give you the choices that you're able to then make going forward and financially. So it's important to us to understand. And let me share as well, this is a tough time emotionally for everybody. Maybe you don't feel it even in yourself. I'm sure you do. But you recognize it in others and reach out and help others. We try and do a little bit of help with our folks to understand what they can do to recognize the challenges that are out there. I don't pretend to know what you're going through. I'm a farmer and I had issues, but I never had this. Not in the same way. So help each other through this. We'll do what we can through government. Help your neighbors, do everything we can to be able to get our friends and neighbors through this. There's an impact off the farm as well when this all happens, and this goes for a long time.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven also gave an update on trade.
There are some trade agreements that have come through on cattle, the agreement with the EU, obviously Japan, we're hoping we get that phase one agreement with China hopefully this month, maybe into December. I've talked to the administration about it, including the vice president, this week, and really made the point that if we could get that phase one deal with China done, say in the next 30 days or so, it's not only that we open up those markets, but it also involves China buying, you know, up to $50 billion worth of ag product. And that would be a real shot in the arm. And we saw recently where President Xi said, well, if there were some reduction in some phase down in some of the tariffs, that maybe that phase one deal could get done. I think that's a very positive sign, because he didn't say all the tariffs have to go away, which we know has challenges because of the enforcement mechanism.
Right.
But some kind of phased reduction, I think, should be very possible. And I've been making that case, particularly if it opens up, you know, not only takes the tariffs off a number of these things, including our great ag products.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.